Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Deeper Truth presents... Yes, welcome to another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate our saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Following this brief program note, our saint of the day is next. Our saint of the day for today, October 7th, is Our Lady of the Rosary. In 1571, Pope Pius V called for all of Europe to pray the Rosary for victory at the Battle of Lepanto, in which the Christian belligerents included Papal States. The Christian victory at Lepanto was first celebrated as the Feast of Our Lady of Victory on October 7th. It was later renamed Our Lady of the Rosary. Our Lady of Fatima is the title given to the Virgin Mary as she appeared before three shepherd children near the village of Fatima, Portugal, in 1917. She identified herself to them as the Lady of the Rosary. The Roman Catholic Church officially recognized the Fatima events as worthy of belief in 1930. It is widely believed that in 1214, St. Dominic had a vision of Mary. She is said to have presented him with the rosary, both the beads and the prayers to be prayed. Dominic had tremendous devotion to Mary and to the rosary, which he promoted wherever he traveled to preach. Add a Hail Mary after the grace before meals, or add a less well-known rosary-associated prayer before you eat, such as the Hail Holy Queen, the Fatima prayer, or the Apostles' Creed. Note that this could be a special month to read more about and consider doing a consecration to Mary. Independently from this historical reason, there is a symbolic reason. 10 has the meaning of totality and unity, meaning that each one of Christ's mysteries is part of his total person and work and expresses its unity in totality as well as its thorough contemplation by the person who says this decade of the rosary. The Blessed Mother promises that anyone who regularly prays the rosary and earnestly tries to live according to God's will be spiritually prepared when their time of death comes. Whoever shall have a true devotion to the rosary shall not die without the sacraments of the Church. The black rosary bead symbolizes the grounding and protection. When black beads are used in combination with prayer, including the rosary, it calls for the feeling of self-control and resilience. Although considered to many to be a formal or elegant color, it is used in a variety of rosaries from elaborate to simple. A popular German religious manual of the 15th century, 1474, even divides the Hail Mary into four portions and declares that the first part was composed by the angel Gabriel, the second by St. Elizabeth, and the third consisted only of the sacred name. St. Pius V established the Feast of Our Lady of the Victory to thank God for the Christian defeat of the Turks at Lepanto, a victory attributed to praying the rosary. Pope Gregory XIII changed the name to the Feast of the Holy Rosary, originally celebrated on the first Sunday in October in 1573. Pope Clement XI extended the feast to the Universal Church in 1716. And in 1913, St. Pius X set the date for the feast that we know today of October 7th. The development of the rosary has a long history. First, a practice developed of praying 150 Our Fathers in imitation of the 150 Psalms. Then there was a parallel practice of praying the 150 Hail Marys. Soon a mystery of Jesus' life was attached to each Hail Mary. Through Mary's giving of the rosary to St. Dominic is recognized as a legend. The development of this prayer form owes much to the followers of St. Dominic. One of them, Alain de Roche, was known as the Apostle of the Rosary. He founded the first confraternity of the Rosary in the 15th century. In the 16th century, the Rosary was developed to consist of 15 mysteries, joyful, sorrowful, and glorious. In 2002, Pope John Paul II added the five mysteries of light to this devotion. The purpose of the Rosary is to help us meditate on the great mysteries of our salvation. Pius XII called it the compendium of the gospel. The main focus is on Jesus, his birth, life, death, and resurrection. The Our Fathers remind us that Jesus' Father is the imitator of salvation, the initiator. The Our Fathers remind us that Jesus' Father is the initiator of salvation. The Hail Marys remind us to join with Mary in contemplating these mysteries. They also make us aware that Mary was and is intimately joined with her Son in all of the mysteries of his earthly and heavenly existence. The glory beads remind us that the purpose of all life is the glory of the Trinity. The rosary appeals to many. It is simple. The constant repetition of words help us create an atmosphere in which to contemplate the mysteries of God. We sense that Jesus and Mary are with us in the joy and sorrows of life. We grow in hope that God will bring us to share in the glory of Jesus and Mary forever. And that is our saint of the day, Our Lady of the Rosary, October 7th.
Thank you, Michael, for that presentation of Our Lady of the Rosary. And tomorrow's sneak peek is St. John Leonardo. Tomorrow, the stand in the gap tomorrow, our saint of the day tomorrow. And so we are thankful, Lord, for the lives of these precious saints and Our Lady of the Rosary today. Wow. Thank you, Lord. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Mother Mary. And I love you, Saint Joseph. And I love you, my guardian angel. And now we want to pray for our priests.
It is time to pray for our priests, the real men in black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
Now let us join together as we pray for our priests.
I'm the man in black.
And our prayer this morning is coming from St. Francis. Pour out your Holy Spirit upon them and sanctify them as your ardent servants, consecrated in holiness. Mold them into the true likeness of your Son, to be a compassionate shepherd to your people. Keep them steadfast in times of trial, ever faithful in obeying your will, and zealous in proclaiming Christ to the world. Keep them steadfast in times of trial, ever faithful in obeying your will, and zealous in proclaiming Christ to the world. And may your divine wisdom guide their every decision, and your strength sustain them in their apostolic ministry. Mary, Blessed Mother, through your prayers, help your sons to imitate Christ's humility and self-emptying love, so that others may encounter Jesus through them, for the glory of God and the renewed growth of the Church. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you, and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Pray for Pope Francis and all the clergy throughout the world. We pray, Lord, that they will remain loyal to the teachings of the Catholic Church, that they will stand fast for it, for the deposit of faith and build their faith stronger and stronger on that deposit of faith, that they would be leaders, shepherds, guiding your word as one voice throughout the world. And we thank you, Lord, for the sacraments that they administer. The sacrament of confession, the Eucharist. St. John Vianney, the patron saint of priests, he said that when you have made a good confession, you have chained up the devil. And he also said, if you invoke the Blessed Virgin Mary, when you are tempted, she will come at once to your help, and Satan will leave you. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's two major reasons right there, to go to confession and to pray the rosary. And thank you, Lord, for the gifts of these great sacraments that help us. Brother Teresa of Calcutta said, joy is prayer, joy is strength, joy is love. Joy is a net by which we catch souls. And Lord, may we offer a great harvest, this Easter vigil of people wanting to receive you in these great sacraments and become Catholic around the world. Our Lady, pray them home, pray them home. The Rosary, pray them home. Pray such a great harvest that it makes a difference and the difference in the parish life and the difference in the lives of families. When you evangelize men, you evangelize families. And when you evangelize families, you evangelize societies. And when you evangelize societies, evangelize nations. And Lord, your church, as you sent out the 72 to go around, to go to share the gospel, and you sent the apostles to go all throughout the world, Lord, let us a regathering. Send us as, you know, send me, Lord. Send me, Lord. And send us to do your will, to be your hands when we do your will, and your feet when we go where you want us to go, and your voice when we speak your message. That is the mission of the church. And thank you, Lord, as we now pray for children.
It is time to pray for those who will carry the faith beyond our years. Our
children, children.
You'll have that responsibility children, soon enough, kids. But for now,
run and jump and play. Young, carefree children.
And help them keep their childlike faith.
And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children.
And Lord, you protect those who hope in you. All strength and holiness come from you. Help us to feel the effects of your mercy, so we may be protected from every misfortune with you as our guide. Lord, you prepared celestial and invisible graces for those who love you. Lord, your word is filled with accounts of miraculous protection, and we claim that power for vulnerable children. Make your little ones invisible to people who seek to exploit them, along with St. Nicholas. St. Joseph, watch over us and care for us just as you cared for the child Jesus. And by your help, may we come to know your Son and so grow in strength and wisdom. In the favor of God, amen. St. Joseph is the patron saint of the Universal Church, families, fathers, expectant mothers, travelers, and through his love and care for Jesus and Mary, St. Joseph showed his love for us and for God. O glorious St. Joseph, to you, God committed the care of his only begotten Son amid the many dangers of this world. And we come to you and ask you to take under your special protection the children God has given us. Through holy baptism, they became children of God and members of his holy church. O St. Joseph, do assist us by your powerful intercession and obtain for them from me, from your divine Son, all spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ our Lord, along with St. Sebastian, St. Maria Goretti, St. Daphna, and St. Philomena, and Our Lady of the Rosary, St. Gianna, St. Christopher, St. Michael the Archangel, and St. Raphael the Archangel, and St. Monica, and St. Anthony. And thank you, Lord, for the lives of these precious saints, those in heaven, you blessed men and women in heaven. We are surrounded by that great cloud of witnesses. Pray for us. Pray for families. Pray for marriage, holy marriages that teach our children. Help parents to be leaders and teachers for these children, that they would grow in likeness of you, O Lord. And your holy Catholic Church. Our prayers for protecting children. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayer. Thank you, Lord, for loving us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. And we are now in our Stand in the Gap segment.
Prepare yourself. Gird up your loins with truth. If not us, who? If not now, when? Now is the time to what do you expect from a Catholic defender? Deeper truth.
And we pray for those who have recently passed from this life. Pray the Holy Rosary for those who have recently passed. Pray the glorious mysteries, focusing on the resurrection and life after death. God our Father, Your power brings us to birth. Your providence guides our lives. And by your command, we return to dust. Lord, those who die still live in your presence. Their lives change but do not end. I pray and hope for my family, relatives, and friends, and for all those who have recently passed, known to you alone. In company with Christ, who died and now lives, may they rejoice in your kingdom, where all our tears are wiped away. Unite us together again in one family. Sing your praise forever and ever. Amen. Revelation chapter 21, verse 4. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain. For the old order of things have passed away. Eternal rest granted to them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them. May they rest in peace. Amen. May Almighty God bless us with his peace and strength. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, please hear this prayer for those who have recently passed, and provide these souls, with your abundance of love as they enter your heavenly kingdom. Help the families and loved ones left behind to understand that you have a plan for everyone. Help them to find peace in their time of mourning, and to know that no matter what, you are always with them through this pain that they may be feeling. Amen. Dear Lord, we ask you to hear these prayers for the souls of our loved ones, those who have recently passed. Please allow them to transition into your heavenly kingdom. Forgive any sins that they have weighing on your soul, and allow them to bask in the light of your grace and mercy, so that they can live with you in paradise forever. Amen. And Lord, we lift up those who have recently passed, asking for your loving care and protection for those souls. Please bring them into your loving arms and grant them peace and rest, and may they feel your presence and know the fullness of your love and grace. In your precious name we pray. Amen. May the light of Jesus and the angels bring peace and salvation to my parents. May they rest in peace, knowing that their souls belong to God and God only. No demon, no devil, no principality, no evil spirit has access to their light and salvation. May Holy Mary, the angels, and all the saints welcome them now that they have gone forth from this life. And may Christ, who was crucified for them, bring them freedom and peace. May Christ, who died for them, admit them into his garden of paradise. May Christ, the true shepherd, embrace them as one of his flock. May he forgive all their sins and set them among those he has chosen. Amen. As we pray for those who have recently passed, pray for the prodigals. Lord, you said that you would leave the 99 to reach out for those who have gone astray. So Lord, we lift up the prodigals. Thank you for loving them even more than we do, for watching over them when we can't, and for working to draw them to yourself. We pray for our soldiers and veterans, and our police officers, and our first responders, our EMTs, our nurses, and our doctors. We pray for America, Lord. We ask you to bless the members of our armed forces. Give them courage, hope, and strength. May they ever experience your firm support, gentle love, and compassionate healing, and be their power and protector, leading them from darkness to light. We pray for the prisoner, Lord. We pray for all those resident in prison and their families. May they be aware of your presence with them, and may your spirit bring them peace and the hope of new life in Jesus Christ. We pray for those in hospitals. We pray for those who are ill and those who are suffering. We pray for those, Lord. We pray for the hospital to be a place of healing and hope for those there. Lord, we know that you are the source of all goodness and mercy. And we ask that you pour out your blessings upon these hospitals and those in there, in the hospitals. We ask that you grant our prayer for the environment to be according to your will. And we pray for the elderly, Lord. Lord, you've promised to carry us even in our old age. We pray for a spiritual strengthening for those who sing, who find their bodies are failing. We are a spirit more than flesh. Lord, help our loved ones embrace this transition from flesh to spirit gracefully and with dignity. And we pray for those in purgatory. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses set throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family. And Lord, we pray for an end of abortion. We pray for the end of abortion. Amen.
This has been another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate the saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Be sure to catch our other programs like Journey with Mary with John Carpenter, who examines apparitions of Our Lady from 40 A.D. to the present. Eucharistic Miracles with Dr. Greg Thompson, who shares many Eucharistic miracles with a consecrated host, plus many other features right here on the Catholic Defender Radio Network.
And so we sing of Mary. We thank you, Lord, for giving to St. John, our Holy Mother. Thank you, Lord.
Oh,
and Sing of Mary. I love that song. And so, this has been Deeper Truth. Stand in the gap with us and Our Lady of the Rosary. And so, we want to thank you all for praying with us and helping us. Coming Saturday on the 14th of October, throughout the country, America Needs Fatima will be holding rallies throughout the country, praying the rosary for America and for traditional marriage. And we pray for America. And we pray for traditional marriage. We pray for families. And we pray for children. We pray for those, for our country, and for peace. We pray for those who are in most need of your mercy, Lord. Pray the rosary. Amen.
My soul longs for you. be the greatest, you can be the best. You can be the King Kong banging on your chest. You can beat the world, you can beat the war. You can talk to God, go banging on his door. You can throw your hands up, you can beat the clock. You can move a mountain, you can break rocks. You can be a master, don't wait for luck. Dedicate yourself and you can find yourself.
Standing in the hall of fame, yeah. As the world's gonna know your name,
yeah.
Cause you found what you're gonna play,
yeah.
As the world's gonna know your name,
yeah.
And you'll be on the walls of the hall of fame.
You can go the distance, you can run the mile. You can walk straight through hell with a smile. You could be the hero, you get the gold. Breaking all the records you thought never could be broke.
Yeah, do it for your people, do it for your pride. And you're never gonna know, never even try.
Do it for your country, do it for your name. Cause there's gonna be a day when you're
standing in the hall of fame,
yeah.
And the world's gonna know your name.
Deeper Truth, Stand in the Gap with us and Our Lady of the Rosary. So pray the Rosary and go to Mass and receive the Eucharist. Go to confession. And tomorrow, tune in for tomorrow. And God bless you all. Good day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.